then the guy says, well, you better tickle mine too, because now I gotta go catch the goddamn thing.
Do I?
No,
actually,
you have
yeah.
Absolute.
Well, I mean, I do know what you're talking about now. Now that you mention it.
Now that I mention it.
Yeah. Yep.
Hi guys, we're back.
What's up? This is episode 6 of the 2105 podcast. It is 6.
This is the delayed edition.
Yeah. This. Well, I mean, technically, the last two were the delayed ones because they were recorded like months ago, and they just hadn't been uploaded.
Literal years ago. That's when they were recorded.
Yeah, I was 6. And
wait.
Yeah, I was 6 years old. That's cuz they were recorded 12 years ago. Or
yep.
No.
We
18
we
years
these
no.
Once per year.
Math 16 years ago. Math.
Math is hard.
Yeah.
This kid's in college, but yeah. Math is hard.
22, man. And I can't figure out what 22 minus 6 is. Oh my gosh. Aren't you proud of me, Mom and Dad? Aren't you proud? I'm in grad school, man. I should be able to do that in my head, right? But
no, apparently not.
Yeah, I guess not. Anyway.
Apparently, you were just the worst.
Yeah, that's so some things have changed since the last one. As we've mentioned, I'm back at college now. New apartment, new place.
And he's pregnant.
Yeah. I'm like a seahorse, but in human form. So
you're the human seahorse.
Yeah, I'm a human seahorse. So
please make that your new gamer tag.
I don't know, man. The human seahorse. That's
or make your new Twitter at.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be mad funny.
That would be so weird, so random, man. I don't know. I don't know if I could do that.
I feel like Michaela and Lauren would be like, what the hell?
Yeah, they'd be like, what the heck? But, yeah, I don't know about that. That's one thing that, like, is always really cool is how people choose what their names of, like, their social media and, like, gamer tags are online. It's always super cool.
I feel like you see the creativity of some people, and then other people are like, here's my name.
Yeah. Well, but like, at the same time, like, I wouldn't mind just having mine just be Hank. Like, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
If I could get, like, my first name as, like, the at 100%. But that's long gone.
When it's, like, Hank with, like, a 4 for an A and, like, 3 Ks, you're like, okay.
Dude, yeah. I saw something on Twitter the other day that was like, imagine if when you named your child, it was like how gamer tags or ats are, where like no one can have the same one.
Bro, that would be chaotic.
So you'd have like this kid's born and they'd be like, I really like the name Hank. And be like, we're sorry, Hank's taken. Well, how about Hank with 2 Ks? No, that's taken too. And then you would just go down the list until you have these people with weird names.
I think that's
really funny.
With like 7 billion people on the planet, that would be problematic.
Well, see, I imagine it would get to the point where it'd be like XX_123Hank_XX. Like, that would be your legal name.
Yeah. That would be the worst.
That's mad funny.
Like, just imagine having to write that on, like, a resume, or you, like, you're meeting somebody new and be like, yeah, my name is XX34Hank, and it's just like, what? And they're like, oh, that's great. My name is 2400 Joe.
Yo, do you think there'd be, like, a marketplace for, like, original names?
Oh, where you could, like, buy a name off somebody?
Buy someone's name. Because, like, you can do that with, like, Instagram ads. Like, there are, like, hackers who are, like, nice, who if you pay them, like, $2,000, like, if the account's, like, not active, they'll go in and, like, hack into it and then give it to you.
Yeah, I mean, well, there probably would. I mean, if people are doing that for, like, their name in a video game, you know people would be doing that in real life, too.
Yeah, but, like, imagine, what if that was your career? Like, you, like, were a seller of names.
I mean, it wouldn't be, I don't know, bro, that's kind of hard to write. That's like some Black Mirror type thing right there. It's like, that's what that is. I feel like
this is a very dark conversation waiting to happen.
So, what's new with you? You've changed location since the last podcast. Where you at now?
Once again for my life, I have gone from the West Coast to the East Coast.
East Coast, baby.
So now I live like an hour and a half away from Senor Hank. I have seen him one time.
Lit.
So, you know, we're great friends.
Yeah, well, I gotta give up not just an hour. I gotta give up 2 hours. Actually, it's further than that. It's like 2.5 hours of travel. It's far.
Yeah.
And then
I'm gonna come visit at some point. I'm being harassed by our lovely friend Lauren.
Yeah. Well, that's just how she is. But yeah, that'd be dope. She's
kind of hard to turn down.
Yeah, well, because she won't stop FaceTiming you.
Lauren, if you ever hear this, we love you, but you FaceTime us a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
Especially when you want something.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
I mean, she gets what she wants. I can't hate on that.
Yeah, respect. You know? Respect.
So, yeah, big move. Which feels weird. Actually, it doesn't. I don't really feel like I moved. Like, I just kind of showed up, and, like, no one really knows I'm over here, which is kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, most people still
think you're West Coast?
Yeah, because I just didn't say anything.
That is true. Like, I didn't know, except for, like, 2 weeks prior, and you're like, so I'm moving near Asheville, and I was like, what? I was like, yo, I'll be in Boone. You'll be super close. And you were like, yeah. And that's how that conversation went.
I
that's
mean,
like almost that's verbatim.
Yeah. That's how I went to Washington, though. Like, one day I was in North Carolina, the next I just, like, wasn't.
That'd be weird, man.
It is. But, like, I've been, this is my, like, fourth state in 4 years now.
So I guess it's not that weird for you.
Yeah, I've done this 3 times prior. Like, the first time it was weird because I was like, what am I going to do? But now I'm, like, here and I'm, like, near a good friend. And, you know, life is peachy.
Uh-huh.
Except I have to call UPS and get them to pay me.
Oh, yeah. Had to get some stuff shipped and didn't get returned to you in pristine form.
I feel like when you put fragile on something, it just gets broken.
Yeah. Yep.
Like they see fragile and they're like, oh, let me throw this at the wall a few times.
Yeah, let's just stack these heavy boxes right on top of it. That seems like a good idea.
Yeah, you know. But it is what it is. It showed up. It still works. It was insured for more than it was worth. So they'll cut me a check and I'll just buy another one.
Go to the club.
Make it club, baby. Insurance money. Let's go.
Yeah. But speaking of UPS, I got my new 100 Thieves hoodie shipped in the mail. Mm. Super dope.
Shout out
super,
to the man's nade shot.
Super clean. I love it. I love it. I can rep the squad now.
You can rep the squad?
Yeah.
I love going on their subreddit and just seeing everybody complain about the merch. They're like, I get that it's exclusive, but can we have normal merch? And it's like, no.
Yeah, no, like that's kind of the point.
The literal point is to make it exclusive.
Yeah. It's really funny how I bought mine, because I bought it on the day that I went to the state fair with Ross, and there was so much traffic, like, literally, it took us like 2 hours to get there, and it's normally only like an hour. Like, that's how long we were sitting in traffic. And so we were just sitting in traffic, and I was like, oh shoot, it's about to drop in like 10 minutes. And there was no Wi-Fi around, so I was just on my phone. The website wasn't loading. I couldn't set up Apple Pay on my phone because I don't remember my iTunes password. And so I was like, Ross, like, let me use your phone. And so I had two phones pulled up waiting to see if it would load. And then finally, I was able to put my card info in, and then I got one.
And then you bought a hoodie for $500. Hashtag goals.
I did?
No.
That's it, because where's that $500? Speaking of money, have you seen the Powerball or the Mega Millions? 1.6 billy.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I was a millionaire, I would definitely spend like $500,000 on tickets. Because I feel like you might win.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could.
Yo, can you imagine?
What if that's like what you did, like, for a living? Like, that's how you made your money, is you just waited for the Powerball to get like massive, and then you just drop like half a milli on tickets.
Dog, I would become a rapper, and like, that would be my weird flex.
You know how many tickets you'd have to scratch, though? Or wait, no, it just prints those out, right?
If you're dropping half a mil on tickets, I think you can afford to like pay somebody to scratch them for you.
Yeah, but what if they just like lie and they're like, oh, like, I didn't find it?
Well, you pay someone like you trust, and you cut them in on like 10%.
How much is that taxed? Let's look it up.
I don't know. What's 10% of $1 billion? Because it's got to be a nice chunk of change.
160 million.
So, yeah, I'd be perfectly happy with that amount. If I had 160 million, I would just like pretty much do the same thing I do now.
All right, so we're in North Carolina. Jackpot is 1 point. Oh, what is it? Let's see. Let's look up Mega Million jackpot. What's it up to? If is this the right one? That's the number.
You're the one looking.
1.6 billion. The cash option is 904 million. So, you get 904 million cash. What's the tax? Yeah, on it?
Dude, I would ask for that in all $2 bills.
Yo, the one-time payout after taxes is 394 million. Wow, really? It goes from 904 million to 394. That's insane.
That really is.
But if you take the
overtime.
Yeah, that pay option, it's 628 million.
I'd probably take that one, to be honest. Over 29
years. Yeah. Yeah, I would for sure.
Well, what do you get per year?
First payment after taxes would be 9 million. The 10th payment after tax would be 14. The 20th payment would be 23. And then the last payment would be 38. So it looks like it goes up slightly.
So your first payment, you get 9 million.
Yeah, you get 9 million first payment.
So when does the second one come? Is it yearly?
Yeah, it's yearly, yeah.
So you get a ball out with $9 million for the first year, and then you can save the rest of it and not go crazy.
Yeah. But see, like, there's been so many stories where, like, you...
Oh, they blow it?
Yeah, or, like, since everybody finds out who wins it, like, all friends and family are like, yo, just give me, like, 10 G's. And then, like, if you got 50 people who ask for 10 G's, that's 500,000 right there. So,
yeah.
You know, so it's just like, I think there might be a way for like you to send in like a lawyer and set up a trust.
Yeah, you can. So what they
something like that, so.
Do is you can have a lawyer accept it in your name, like, and you can remain anonymous. I mean, the lawyer's going to know, but like, they're not going to tell because I think
they can't client.
Yeah.
Confidentiality or something like that, probably.
Anyways, you do it, and then Like, that way no one knows it's you that won it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do. Like, I wouldn't want people to know I won.
Yeah, I wouldn't want people to know either. What would you do with $600 million? So let's do the, you get it all at once. So you get $300
million. $300 million?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I call McLaren and I MSO a 720S.
Okay.
That's bae. That's my dream car.
Respect.
So that's like, I don't know, just call it a million. I don't really know what it would cost, but I feel if I have that much money, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, it does.
I cut my dad a check for half of it and send it to him and tell him to do whatever he wants with it, because I feel like he'd be better.
Uh-huh.
And then probably the third thing is I would buy a ton of land that's like right where my family is, just so like no one has to worry about it.
Yeah.
Because my family has a lot of land out there that's like owned by like, you know, like six cousins. Like they each own like a percentage of it.
Uh-huh.
Or like, you know, it was like great, great somebody's, and then it got split up and passed around. And I would just go in and buy it all, so it's like under one roof. And then like whoever wants to use it, like, you know, then come talk to me or somebody. That's uh-huh. probably what I would do.
Dude, I don't even know. Like it's so hard to know what I would do with that much, because like I'm not used to having that much at all. Like,
and, I mean, you're definitely getting guac with your Chipotle bowl. That's a given.
Yeah. But it's just like that's why so many people blow it, is because they aren't used to having that much money, and so they don't know how to save, or they don't know how to spend. What's the word? Frugally? Is that the right word?
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely be calling like my dad's lawyer and like my cousin who's an investment banker and like people like that, being like, look, I won, like I have an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, help me keep this for my lifetime and like lifetimes after me. But like of pure, like, this is my money, I'm going to do what I want with it. That would be like the three things I would do. And one of those isn't even like spending money. It's just giving my dad money. So.
You mentioned like for lifetimes after you. I think I read somewhere with most like big family trusts, after like two generations, it's usually like gone.
Like, well, just, see, like my thing is like I don't plan on having a family. So when I say that, like I would split it up to go to like whoever. Like, that's in my life, that, like, when I'm gone, whoever is, like, part of their family, they get it.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be, like, you know, lifetimes after me, like, 100 years from now, that money is still circulating. It'd be, like, when my best friend Ben's kid hit 18, they get a check for $1 million. But so does, like, Reed's kid and your kid and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
like,
you.
Like, I'm saying lifetimes in the term of, like, many lives, not... like a duration of time.
Yeah, I got you. I would for sure, well, first, paying off these student loans, you know what I'm saying? They aren't a lot, but you better believe I'm not going to keep those things hanging over my head. And then, let's see. How, my parents' house is already all paid off. I'd buy my mom a beach house. She always wants to live at the beach. And then any other debts that my family had, I would pay those off too.
Okay, then, so I'm gonna keep on this question because we're both doing things that aren't really like flexing. What are the three selfish things you buy?
Oh,
like just for you, like that's it.
Three things. Probably an apartment in either downtown New York or downtown Paris. Paris for sure. Paris. That's one.
Okay.
The other one, selfish things. Nissan GTR for sure.
Are you getting a new one or an old one?
New one.
Okay.
New
so
one.
So like 2019 hasn't even come out yet, but you have so much money they don't care.
Yeah, I'll pay like $500K for the
the newest be the model. Only one with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, just at that point, buy that concept one of one that they brought to the Geneva Auto Show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just buy that one. Just throw one of the, because I don't think those actually work. Like, I think it's just like the shell, usually.
No, they work, but they're not like road legal. Like, you would have to change a
bunch of stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's how a lot of concepts are. Anyways, continue.
So I got one more thing. I don't know, man. What's something that I always wanted? This is a hard question.
I know.
Hold on. Let me think here. I'm thinking of something. Wouldn't it be dope to have like your own like plane service?
Your own plane service?
Yeah, so or like private, like private jet. Yeah, so you can fly wherever you want. Yeah. That's probably. I don't know about that third thing. The first two are for sure, but
okay. So we'll say like something transportation wise.
Yeah,
because I feel like there'd be a lot of ways. Like maybe you can buy yourself like a lifetime supply of first class tickets or something.
Yeah, just something like that, so I can fly, you know, however often I want.
Apartment in Paris, yeah.
Or so I can fly to Dubai, fly to Thailand, fly to Australia, fly to South Africa, fly to Egypt, fly to wherever, you know.
Just hop.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Those are my three, for sure.
Those are solid three. I like how both of ours, like, we throw in like a nice ass car.
Well, I mean, it's just like, I don't know if kids like are like this now, but I remember like very like vividly when I was like 8 or 9, and I would talk with all my friends, and it's usually only boys. In fact, I can't remember having this conversation with like any girls, but it was always like, yo, wouldn't it be so cool to have like a Rari or have a Lambo?
And, yeah,
like when I was like 9 or 10, I feel like that's just something that like boys talk about when they're like 9 or 10, you know. So
yeah, because I mean, well, like everything life throws at you, that's like the coolest thing that you can think of.
Yes, like,
you know,
especially when you're like 8 or 9, like you, I feel like most 8 and 9 year olds don't think big, like, oh, I'm gonna buy a lifetime supply of first class tickets. Like I feel like most first graders or whatever aren't gonna think of that.
No, but they're like, going for like food,
or like the new toy or something like that.
Yeah, or like a gold PS4, like, you know,
100,000 V-Bucks.
Dog, 100%. If I won the Powerball, I would go live on Twitch and actually put in like $100,000 just to see what happens.
Yo, what? What if you just went to like top your like your favorite streamers and just said 100K, bam,
100K, tweet out my Instagram.
I don't know if I would do that. That's pretty self-serving.
I mean, I'm not just gonna give them 100K just cause. If I'm giving someone 100K, like, it's going to one of my friends.
Well, who is it? It's Mr. Beast and what's the other guys? Isn't it two guys?
Yeah, it's what's mostly Mr. name? Beast though.
He just dropped.
I can't think of the other.
Yeah, I can't think of the other guy's name either. But yeah, so that's what I would do, and then I would probably look at investments or something like I would, and then because like the best part of that is you can then focus on like whatever you want with your free time, you know. So like, yeah. if you want to get like really good at playing piano, like you can just play piano for 12 hours a day and not have to worry about money, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. I think one of my selfish purchases, I would 100% just pay for like me and my friends to like go somewhere for like a month straight. Like, yeah. No one pays attention like how much things cost. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to take you and you can go ball out at Gucci or anything. But it's like,
yeah,
we like live in like Dubai for a month. Like, Like everybody has a nice car, everyone has food.
That'd be wild.
Maybe we film the whole thing. Pay a videographer. Just like, yeah, see what happens.
That would be insane.
That's the one thing I would do. If I won the Powerball, I would just like, I would surround myself with like all these crazy talented people like Alvarez and like Yun Olsen and just like, be like, teach me everything.
Yeah, that would be wicked. Like, that would be awesome.
If you want to see a crazy life, go look up Yun Olsen's. Homie's got like, he's like a camo G-Wagon 4x4 with the top chopped off of it that he did personally. Like, he literally chopped it off. He's like in the process of like buying like either like millions of dollars of speedboat or like a yacht. His wife is like a supermodel.
Yeah.
Like, dude's out here living life the fun way. But the thing I like about him is he's like so genuine about it. Like, it's not like I'm trying to think, like, what's a rapper who like flexes all their shit all the time?
Oh, I see, I don't know, because I usually ignore those types of rappers and those types of,
yeah, I mean, like, I want to say Meek Mill, but like, he doesn't, he just like, the only line I could think of is like, spent 50k in Neiman Marcus, like it's nothing. But it's like that's a flex. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
You do you, man. And by the way, I love Meek Mill. So like, that's not like,
no, there's no hate there. Yeah.
But like, that's just what I can think of. Or like Lil Pump. Like, he buys like a shit ton of jewelry. Or Trippie Redd. A lot of like the SoundCloud rappers buy jewelry. It's like, those are flexes. Like, okay, you got like a 50,000 chain. But it's like, do you know how dope of a trip you could take with 50 grand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I feel like if you're getting paid like 60, 70 grand per show and you're doing like 100 shows in a year, you know, if one of those shows pays for your chain, maybe, like, you know, you feel me? I feel like it's relative.
Well, yeah. So this is kind of like what Hex and Nadeshot were talking about in their podcast. If you haven't heard that podcast, Eavesdrop podcast by Hex, bro, is so good. But so he
actually haven't watched Nade's episode. I feel bad.
That one,
explain,
dude, it's fire. It's like 2 hours long. It's a great one. But
I'll watch it.
So anyway, so they're kind of talking about like buying watches, because Hex went with Courage when he bought his Rolex, because he got 70k, and Jack, he was like, bro, I don't know, like, I'm nervous, like, I don't really want to like buy it, because Jack, he's like most normal people, yeah, and you know, he didn't want to drop like 10 grand on a watch. I mean, I don't know how much it was, but like, he didn't want to drop like 5 grand on a watch, because he's like I can use that for something else, for something better. But then Hex was like, no, man, like, you earned this, you worked hard, like,
yeah, you gotta treat yourself a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's not motivating if you're not.
Yeah, but you can't get lost in like just treating yourself, you know, which is what happens. Like, that's what happens, like, all the rappers. But anyway, so then Matt, he was saying how Hex went with him, and he did the same thing like years ago. Like, he went with Hex and he bought like a $1,500 watch, which at the time for Matt was like huge purchase, and he actually tried to sell it like back to Hex, and I don't remember if Hex like actually bought it from him or like he kept it or whatever, but they were talking about like this whole concept of like, you know, if you work hard, you know, at some point you do have to treat yourself, which, and that was the gist of it. And that just kind of lines up with what we're saying.
I get that, because I mean, you can't. I mean, you can, like, anybody can do it. You can save and save and save. But when you die, like, you don't take it with you. Like, no matter what you think, like, belief-wise, when you die, you can't physically take it with you, you know?
Yeah, and that's what Matt was saying. He was like, sometimes I get hate for, like flexing, like, and that kind of stuff. And he's like, no, but, like, this is special to me. Like, because I'm pretty sure he just got the watch recently because of, you know, the whole 100 Thieves and how good it's gotten. And he was like, I can give this to my son one day, and I can be like,
listen, like, this is from, like, first year when I really got my esports org, like, big. This was when I first, like, made it, quote unquote. And that's not really, like, when he first made it, but, you know, it's like the same thing. It's like it'll outlive him in a sense because he can pass it down.
Yeah. There's like a specialty to it that it's not just like a watch. It's a watch that's tied to like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's like tied to a period of time. Like he looks at the watch and, you know, you're back in that moment.
Yeah. I don't know. I think everyone should treat themselves once in a while. Because you have to have something, like, you want. Like, right now, if I say, like, Hank, what's, like, the one thing you want that's physical? Like, you have it in your head. You're already thinking of it. You know?
Yeah. New camera, like, baby. Sony A7R.
But see, like, the thing is, like, once you get that, like, what's the next thing you want? And then the next thing. And it's not like you have to buy them, like, back to back. Like, you know? It's like, maybe it's, like, a 5-year period between the two of them. But yeah. It's like, you're constantly, like, striving for whatever that next thing is, because that's just the way we are as people.
Yeah, and I was listening to a podcast the other day, or maybe I was watching, like, a short little, like YouTube clip or something, and they were saying, like, but you have to be careful, because if you're just in it for the money, that's the quickest way to not get rich, like... And this is sort of like slightly different, but still like there. And they basically went on to say, you have to love like the act of doing and the act of like, you can't love the end. You have to love the grind that gets you there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But because I mean, if you love what you do, like the money will follow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what they were saying is like, because it's a lot easier to stay in a job that you enjoy where you might not get paid as much as a job that you hate, which I think is facts. It's big facts.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, like one of my things is like, I'm like, I feel like this is shade on myself because it's weird. I'm a very like materialistic person. Like I like things, but it's like, it's all in somewhat like the way I do it. I love shoes. Like that's a pretty apparent thing if you know me, and I have a lot of them, but like the watch, like a lot of them are tied to like specific things or like have some kind of like story behind them why I like them.
Uh-huh.
You know, like for instance, like my static NMDs, like there's no resale on them. Like there's nothing really like that special about them besides that they look kind of cool. But like, I remember it had to be at least like 2 years ago at this point. Like I saw a promo picture of them and I was like, oh, I need those. Like I'm going to get them when they come out. And I remember like texting one of my friends, Theo, like he worked at a shoe store at the time. I'm like, if they drop, like when you're working there, like help me out, this and that kind of thing. And then like 2 years later, they like came out and I like bought them. So it's like a small story like that.
Uh-huh.
Or it's like I have like a pair of like whatever from like the time I like traveled here that like I picked up, or like my Yeezy Zebras, which are arguably like my favorite shoe, both like looks and comfort. Like those things have been all over me now. Like walked like hundreds of, I guess I could say like thousands of miles, because it's probably thousands.
Yeah,
but it's like all these like photo shoots, like. And it's since like the shoes have seen something similar to how like a watch would, or like a wallet, or like whatever like materialistic thing like you're like tied to. Like one of the things I really want now is like a Louis Vuitton wallet. Cause one, I think Gucci's like super played out already. but my mom has like this vintage Louis Vuitton bag she's had since she was like in her 20s. And it's like worth more than like what she got. Or, like, what she paid for it when she got it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, but, like, that bag has seen, like, thousands of miles and trips and, like, different events and, like, held close for, like, you know, like, weddings and parties and whatever. Like, there's memories tied to that. And I think that's really cool. But it's also, like, the quality of it.
Yeah.
So, I, like... I'm not like a watch person, but I feel like if I was, I'd probably get into it because I know how I am with shoes. And like yeah. with watches too, like some of them like hold their value. So like, you know, say you buy like a $3,000 watch and then you decide 10 years later you don't like it, maybe sell it for like $5,000.
Yeah.
It's like you technically wore a free watch for however many years.
True. I don't know if I have like, you know, things like that that I'm like tied to. I don't know. Cause
I mean, my like biggest example of one is my MacBook. Like the 1 year I went to college, that's when I got it, and it's been with me 24/7. But like it's been in like so many different airports and bags and like trips and like all of this stuff, and like all of that is like tied to it, and there's like scuffs and marks and like, you know, one of them is like the time I dropped in the airport because I decided I would carry everything in one bin trying to get out of security super quickly. Like, you know, like if you think about your stuff, I guarantee you have some things that are like that, that you just don't think about.
Yeah, I guess my camera's the closest thing, I guess, because I took that to France with me.
Yeah.
So that's that's probably the closest thing.
That camera is like one thing that like to where you could like, even if it didn't work anymore, like you could keep it and be like, this is from the first time I went to Paris.
Yeah. I want to go back. Take me back.
Take me back to Paris.
Yeah. But
my mother ruined Paris for me. I don't think I could ever go back and genuinely enjoy it.
Just, oh man, just, and I think the part that I really like is the fact that I was there with friends, and just like the aspect of yeah. just walking around with good friends and just like laughing about the dumbest, like we did these stupidest stuff now that I look back at it. So like here's just one example that popped in my head. So outside the Louvre, there's like a big garden and stuff, and there's all these chairs, and all the chairs have like a random 4-digit number on them, and so I noticed it one time, and I was like, and I was there with probably four other people. I was like, if somebody will guess the number on one of these chairs that we're walking by, I will buy a bottle of champagne when we go out for food. And they're like, okay, bet. And so we were just like, we walked around for a solid like 30 minutes, just like walking through the garden, like trying to get someone to guess the number of a chair so that someone would buy a bottle of champagne. And it was just like the stupidest thing, but it was like, you're just the best.
Yeah. So what was the number?
I don't know. There's like 40 different chairs. I don't know. Like we legit, I was like, all right, that chair right there. And then someone would guess, and then we'd just walk by, and I'd be like, nope, that's not it. And then they'd be like, darn it. And then we'd keep walking, and then we'd guess another one. And then, like that's just what we did. And it was great.
See, the thing about that is it's because it's with friends. Because if you did that by yourself, like, that's, or, like, with one other person, like, that's not that fun.
Yeah.
But like traveling with friends or like going places with friends is infinitely like better.
Oh
where,
yeah.
Like, friends like exist, like, you know. That's why they're still part of like a social norm.
100%. 100%.
It's like I'd rather, that's the one thing. Like a lot of my traveling this past year was to like hang out with my friends, see my friends, like that sort of stuff. It's like you gotta have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have friends. Shrek, anybody?
Jesus.
Love that movie.
Dude, speaking of friends, I really hope, I feel like his girlfriend won't hear this. So if she does, you know, you can get mad at me. My friend, I'll put it this way. In the next coming years, my friend, who's like my brother, my best friend in the entire world, is planning on proposing to the girl he's been dating for 4 years now, 5 years. I don't even know how long they've been together. Yeah, bro, I'm a terrible friend.
That's big.
A while. Yeah. I'll put it that way. And like, he's been my friend since like the beginning. I can't remember a day before him. So he's like my brother in every sense of the way.
Uh-huh.
And like, me and him are very different people. We both realize that. But like, we're still close 22 years later. And
yeah.
So I was like, and he's been like calling me like here and there for like, I want to say like marriage advice, but it's not really that, because like I'm not married. So yeah. I don't have that. But it's like ideas for things, like, you know, uh-huh. stuff like that. And so he was planning on doing something and it may or may not work, but like I presented like a different way of doing it and like this and that, and just like talking about it with him. Like, I'm so excited for them to like get married and like do the damn thing.
Yeah.
It, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a very adult thing to be excited like your is getting married.
Well, no, it's definitely something, because like I remember I went to a few weddings when I was like 8 or 9, and I just kind of like, I was like, why are we here? Like, this is boring. And
yeah,
but especially if it's someone close like that, like, it's just something that like you appreciate more because you're older. So
yeah, I mean, it definitely comes with age. Like, I remember going to weddings when I was 2, and it, like, it was, you know, you like sat around and stared off into the distance. There was nothing like super exciting about it. But it's like when like you have people close to you getting married, it's like, it's not just like a wedding, it's like it's a giant party. It's like these are, you know, two people you love and care about who are,
yeah,
you know, becoming one. It sounds weird. I feel like it's weird to refer to being married as that, but
yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like, because not many people say it that way, but I don't think it's like, I mean, that's normal, because like that's in like most vows, like you'll be one in marriage, like that.
Yeah.
That, or I don't know if that's in vows, but it's like, that's like a saying. But it's weird because at this age, there's like, we're both 22, and at this age, there's people getting married that we know, there's people having kids that we know, and then there's us who is just like, what? how can you be doing that, man?
Yeah, like I'm not even in a committed relationship. Haven't thought about committing to a girl and. At yeah. least a solid year, and it, you know,
yeah, it's like,
I mean, it's a weird place, you know.
It's like I'm still a kid. Like, how can I think about even having another kid? Like, I'm a kid, so it's just,
yeah,
it's funny. Well, it's funny to think about.
I have a hard time like remembering when to eat and like feeding myself. It's like there's no way I can do that with like another person.
Yeah, like I can cook like 3 things, so.
And it's a good thing you like them.
Yeah, and it's a really good thing that I'm not super picky, because like,
yeah.
So if I was really picky, I'd be in trouble. But I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. You're definitely like nail on the head with like the differences. Like, you're the same age, but like the differences.
Like, they're in like a different stage of life, man. Like, they're married. Like, that's a completely different stage of life.
I mean, you can even look at Ross, who's like only a little bit older, and it's like the man's is buying his first house.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a completely different stage than someone who's like having a kid or getting married,
uh-huh.
or like finishing grad school, or like, yeah. you know, pursuing like their dreams. Like, but we're all in like the same age bracket. It's,
yeah, it's weird. It's a weird time. And this kind of leads into the same thing, where it's kind of like most people our age, like, the one thing that we freak out about is like money and like job, because like you need money and you need a job to buy food, buy a house, buy water, buy clothes, like all that stuff. And so I was at a networking thing the other day with all these like VPs and stuff, and I was just chatting with them, and of course, like, they asked like what are you planning to do like after you graduate, and my answer was straight up like, I don't really know yet. And they were like, and what was really reassuring is like, I feel like most people that aren't nice or like just don't really care about like the other person, like, they'll just kind of like look down on that and be like, oh, like, really? But they were like, that's fine. Like, because the first job is never the perfect job, ever.
No.
And so it was really neat to hear how, you know, how how they would just like the advice that they would give and how like, you know, I'm only 22. Like, you don't have to have everything figured out because most people that are 42 don't have it figured out. So
no one figured out.
Yeah.
There's like a select few and they're called billionaires. Like there's a reason not everyone is a.
Well, and like, I think there's another reason that people aren't all like millionaires is because like some people like they just like they have those thoughts where like, yeah, it'd be nice to be a millionaire, but like they don't want to put in all the work that it takes.
Well, see, there's also which is fine. People that I've met who don't want to be it because like the money doesn't like that's not why they're doing whatever they're doing.
True.
You know, there's definitely like I'll use doctors, for example, because we all know they get paid really well. There's definitely doctors who went into doctoring. Is that the verb?
So became something doctors
like because like they wanted like those big checks. You know, maybe like their uncle's a doctor and he was driving like a Lambo and they thought that was cool. Or like, you know, they want a big house or they want to take vacations every like 2 weeks or like, you know, like. That's why. But then there's other people who like probably aren't as vocal who became doctors not because they want the money, but because they want, you know, maybe they have
they actually like, wanted to help people or something.
Or they wanted to help somebody. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like they might be a millionaire on paper, but maybe they like give a lot of it away so they're not. Or like stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's, you know? it's all about, you know, like where your motives are. And I will bet money that the one who is the doctor because, I don't know, they got their life saved by a doctor when they were five or something like that is way more happy than the one who did it just because they want that fat paycheck. Like, I'll bet money on it. And so it's just I'm just so excited to find that thing at some point. But it's also, like, nerve-wracking because it's like, what's it going to be, you know?
My thing is, like, I thought I found that thing. I thought, like, you know, like, okay, everyone in my family is super successful in their own right. And that doesn't mean like they're making the most money or like this or that. But like in their area of expertise, they've done very well for themselves. But they're all older than me. And so like for me, a lot of it was like I had to come to like grips with like I'd have to find my own thing to be good at. But it was like watching like my two older cousins who are both nuclear engineers. Like,
super
yeah,
smart.
Like, I mean, you know they're getting paid very well. You know they're smart when you say nuclear engineer. But, like, to me, they're just my cousins. Like, I love them. Like, they're fun to hang out with. Like, they both got married, like, the past couple of years and, like, you know, are starting to, like, want families and, like, this and that. Like, that's what drives them. They just did nuclear engineering because, like, they enjoyed it, but they're also good at it. It's not about the money or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, like, that when I was younger. You know, in my head, it was like all about the money. So I've had to like come to terms with like to find my thing. It's not necessarily about the money. And now, like, I guess you could say like at 21, even maybe a little before that, like I found the thing that like I want to be the best at, which has nothing to do with money. Cause like, who knows if money like flows with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it like, it, you know, it takes you like, everybody finds their own thing at the same time. And I had someone tell me one time, they were like, the money will always find its way back to you. So like, you know, if you like go on a trip somewhere and like do that, like the money will come back. And that's not saying like go into debt, like you'll get money back. But it's like, you know, if you have like $600 set aside and you're not doing anything with it, it's not going in savings, but you're not really sure what you're doing with it. It's like, do that thing you've been thinking about doing.
Yeah. And that's one thing that like I've heard is like, you can always go get a job like that you hate. Like there's going to be plenty of jobs that you hate. So why not go try the one right now that you like, or you think you'll like. And if you don't like it, then you'll know. And you'll be like, all right, there's like no regrets there. I thought that was it, but it wasn't. So let's go find the next one, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely, life is definitely weird, you know?
Oh, it
I
is.
Didn't, like, when I was younger, I didn't understand like the phrase, like a game of life. like, or like Life's a Game, like stuff like that, mm-hmm. or why there is even like a board game called Life. But like as I've gotten older, like it like starts to make sense. You're like, oh, like it really is a game, you know. There's ups and downs and lefts and rights and this and that. It's weird. I was gonna say about the doctor thing too, like same friend Ben, he's a oh god, he's gonna kill me if I can't remember the right thing. He's an athletic trainer. I always want to say he's a physical trainer. And like there's not a ton of money in that. Like, I mean, he's being paid decent for his age and stuff like that. But there's no fame or glory or like crazy like checks in it. But for him, like he didn't do it like that. And I like, I think that's the most respectable thing. You know, there's a lot of respectable things about him. But like the fact that he was like, I want to pursue this career because like of just reasons I'm not going to go into, because I'm not going to like share his entire story.
Yeah.
But like he pursued it because like of the love of it and like what it can do.
And yeah,
that's,
it's
that's really cool to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever told him that, but you know.
He'll find out eventually, right now.
Oh god. He's gonna text me and be like, I love you, BB. We have a weird friendship where we like flirt with each other. It's like we're both like perfectly straight men. He's in a committed relationship, but our texts look like we're dating for the first week.
Yeah, but it's like I feel like that's like 15, 20 years ago, that would have been like weird. But now it's like, that's just kind of like whatever. Like, and the person that pops my head is Hitch and Maniac. They say that kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the reason like the term like romance is a thing.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's not weird. It's just like, whatever. Like, kind of like, that's how I feel anyway.
It's just funny to me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the most I get out of it. But it's like, I'll like talk to his girlfriend and be like, okay, like you're going to get married, but like I want him like on weekends and shit like that. Like I'm not, I don't actually care. But it's just like, it's like funny to me. Or like she'll say, like, she'll make like an offhanded comment about like, oh, he's a good cuddler. And I'll be like, oh, I know. Like, yeah, what's up? Like, but you're right. Like 15, 20 years ago, that would have been so looked down upon.
Yeah.
And like weird. And now it's just like a normal thing. I feel like that says something for like the culture.
It's changing for sure. It's always changing though, you know?
Yeah.
It always
is. I feel like it's really like a millennial thing to say, like we have our heads on straight, but I feel like when it comes to social norms and stuff, we do.
Yeah, I feel like, in most cases, because some people just like aren't informed and don't, have like they're just dicks to people just because of how they are, and it's just like you can't be a dick to somebody because of how they are. Like, that's just not okay. You can be a dick to somebody if their actions make them a dick. But if you're going to make fun of somebody because they're tall, they can't change that without chopping their legs off. So, like, why are you going to make fun of them for it? Yeah. But, like, and we get looked down on for, like, all kinds of weird stuff. And it's just, like, why do you care? You know, why do people care so much about like other people?
That's my question. I think it's like the age where social media, everything's within arm's reach. Like, you know, like if I want to know what Bieber's doing right now, I go on Instagram, like I check his feed. If he doesn't have anything, like, you know, check TMZ, check his fiance's, check like whoever is close to him. Like, I'm going to figure out what Bieber's up to in the past 24 hours.
Yeah.
And like that's one that's super weird, but like at the same time, it's just like the world we're in now. But I've never understood like why, like let's say like Hank, let's say you came out of gay, so like now instead of being like a straight person who's named Hank, you're a gay man named Hank. someone's gonna look down on you, not because like you like dudes or because you're gay. They're gonna look down on you just because they think it's weird, and that's weird to me.
Yeah,
like it has nothing to do like with anything. It's like, what do you care? Like, it, and it'll be.
And I think it all comes down to like when you look at somebody and you compare them versus yourself. And that's like,
yeah,
the worst thing that you can do.
Cause that'll eat you alive.
Yeah. Because the only person that you can like measure yourself with is the person you were yesterday.
Jesus Christ. Oh shit.
or that too, depending on like
your religion.
Yeah. But it's just,
I just felt like that was very I had to do it.
But it's just like, well, I mean, like, I don't know. I still feel like even if I'm a Christian, like I'm still going to measure myself against the person I was yesterday, because
yeah,
like if you try to measure yourself against someone that you're not, like you're always going to come up short.
Yeah. No, so. Okay. I'll tell you like a quick story. So when I was in middle school, like I want to say like 6th, 7th grade. So like right at the point when you like, you're noticing girls and you're noticing like what's cool and what's not and like this and that. I like my church that like I grew up in, they had this thing called like Boys Brigade, which essentially was just like a middle school version of like a youth group.
Yeah.
And so like one of the girls that I like was close with and friends with, her dad was like the leader of it. And I don't know if he like had like a pastoral education or anything, or if he was just doing it because like, you know, he wanted to help like raise like the young men of the church. I would genuinely be curious what his motives were now that I think about it. Anyways, so like he had this thing. And so at that church, there was like a big gym where like the actual youth group did things. And then like we also did things, but you'd kind of like take turns in the sense of like, you know, they might be in there from 6:30 to 8, and then we'd go in there from like whatever time. Like, yeah. You know? So when we were in there, there was this kid who was in the youth who always used to like run around like playing sports and like his bare feet. And like, I'll paint you the picture. Think of any dude on the poster, like Hollister. Think of like that guy, and then that's this kid. Like he looked like a walking Hollister ad, which he like admit to. But for whatever reason, like one, I thought he was super cool, which I never really figured out why I thought that for not wearing shoes. And then the other thing is I didn't like him because he didn't wear shoes. Like I thought like I would like make fun of him like with my middle school friends. Like this is a dude I don't know who's older than me who just likes playing soccer barefoot. And for whatever reason I would make fun of him. But I also was like envious, and that's probably why I made fun of him. Anyways, I get into the youth group like a few years later, and I meet this kid, and his name's Sam, who's like, he's one of my really good friends now. And like I told him this story, like that like I would make fun of him, but I was also jealous of him. And we both couldn't figure out why. Like there was no motivation behind why I did that. I was just like insecure in myself. That
that's where it comes from, man.
Yeah,
that's where,
I like
that's where it all comes from, and everybody.
Yeah, but then years later, like he's a good friend. Like it's weird how like things work out. And I still do make fun of him for not wearing shoes.
Yeah, but now you're friends, so it's okay.
Now it's with love. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You know, you're really good friends with somebody if you like can make fun.
Yeah. That's how you know.
But you don't go for like the brutal like jabs, like you know.
Yeah,
their mother is cancer. You don't make fun of them for that.
Yeah, be like your mom, and be like, oh, dude, like that's you don't go there, man.
Yeah, but if they wear like a size 15 shoe, you might make fun of big ass feet. Yeah, like they can't change it. That's not they're just like made that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's all. I mean, it's all like relative, you know.
It's in like good taste sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes I just want to murder Brad.
Good old Brad.
Then he kicks me out of the Discord.
Yeah.
It's really mad. Dude, I snapped on him yesterday and I felt bad.
Did you apologize? Really did you apologize?
I texted him like 15 minutes later, and I was like, my bad. I was like, it's not you. It's like, it was just like the right place, the right time.
Yeah, and that, like, that's normal. Like, you catch people on like a bad day. Like, I'm normally like a pretty positive guy. Like pretty happy, pretty like out. Like, I don't hold grudge or anything like that. And I can't think of a time, but I'm sure if it's usually when I'm driving. Honestly, that's when I usually get most pissed. But like you catch me on playing Fortnite.
Let's be real.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. It's making my blood boil already, man. Woo! Oh my gosh, bro, that game. But but like, I feel like the reason that I get so mad at it is because, one, I expect myself to like be better. Like, I want to be better. Like, that's why. Like, I want to be better at it. I want to be amazing at it. And so when I'm not, I'm like,
you want to be Tfue levels of good.
Yeah. And so it's, or like Aiden, because he plays on PS4. Because like, it'd take me too long at this point to try and be good on PC. But and so it's that, it's me wanting to be better. And then two is half the time it's because I just get like unlucky, and like I'll find some bandages and that's it, and so I'm screwed. And then third is just like half the time I feel like who I die to is trash, and like I'm better than them. But I like that though, because I used to. This is my back. You told your backstory when you were younger. Here's one. here's one of mine. So, and my mom, she'll vouch for this. So when I was like 8, 9, 10, I was like uber, like, I'm gonna beat you, like, I'm the best, like, I would in everything, literally everything. And like, it would be to the point where like, if I lost, like, I would cry and be upset. Like,
oh no, you were one of those kids.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't cry and be like, I was never mad like at the other person. I was just mad at myself that I had lost, if that makes sense. So yeah, like, because there's kids that are like, oh, you didn't let me beat you, like, you didn't let me win, like, da da da. It was never that. It was always like I wanted to win like so bad, and like I put like this pressure on myself to win and that kind of thing. And so then like I kind of like learned from it, and it was probably after like middle school soccer trials when I realized that I was actually really bad. like versus the other kids that were there, I was like really bad. And thankfully I've gotten better, and so I'm decent now. So it's like but it was like after that like I realized that like it's okay. Like, you just gotta chill. But now I've found something that lights that fire in me again, you know, and so it's just, I kinda like it.
Which is Fortnite.
Yeah. Hey man, respect, yo. If I get good, I can win some money, you know what I'm saying? So, but
you're
so
not wrong.
Yeah. So that's my little 3 cents.
I get it though. I don't know. I feel like everybody wants to be like really good at stuff, but like when you know you can be better than you are, it's super annoying.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like infuriating. And so like, but the funny part is most people, and myself included in this, is most of the time like they want to be better, but they don't want to like sacrifice the time and the effort to, you know, get better and be the best, which is sad, because like, is that something about how we're raised, about our culture, that like we're lazy? Or is it just like, I feel like that might be like human nature though, like we always gravitate towards the path of least resistance. So like, we always try to do the easiest thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely like had my fair share.
But it's,
and sometimes it's just nerve wracking to like do the hard thing, like, quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's cause like, we're so used, like, we're stuck in our zone where we're just like chill. We don't have to do anything, you know? So,
yeah. So but, like,
no, you go ahead.
So when I was 16, you know, you've done the whole driver's ed thing, like all of that. I had like driven like years before that, like my grandpa taught me how to drive like stick shift in like one of his old trucks, and I had like, you know, driven in the neighborhoods and like deserted parking lots, shit like that, right? So I go take driver's ed, like it's all fine. I was really comfortable in the car, like everything was like all fine and dandy. And then for some reason, literally the night before I was gonna take the test, to where I'm like, I get my license, I like had like a mental breakdown. Like I was unsure of myself to the point where I was like crying. And I remember calling my dad like the night before and being like, I can't do this. Like,
yeah.
Like the nerves got to me, but it made no sense. And it still makes no sense to me,
mm-hmm.
because it was like I was competent. I knew what I was doing. It was just like the idea of like going out of my comfort zone, having to, it's like, out.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that I wish I did more, but once again, I'm lazy and I'm scared of for no reason. But it's like going outside of your comfort zone, like for the first 15 minutes, 10 minutes, if it's like, oh crap, like I'm just gonna back out. But then like if you push through that like first phase of like, oh, this is the worst, then like yeah. you get down to the meetup and you're like, I'm an idiot. Like what? Why?
Yeah, like, why was this hard?
Yeah. And so it's, and that feeling of satisfaction that comes afterwards, and you're like, man, like it doesn't matter. Like I do that 10 more times. It was like the first time I rode what roller coaster was it? It was the Tower of Terror, that one, where it like drops you like real fast. And I'd never ridden on a ride like that before. And I was like, I was scared. And then I rode on it once and I was like, and when we were strapped in, I was like, oh, man, like, I'm nervous. And then, and I was, like, 11 at the time or something, and I was sitting next to my dad, and I, like, held his hand. I was, like, nervous. And then, it like, we go through it the first time, and, like, I wasn't, like, smiling or, like, laughing the first time. I was just, like, trying to experience it. And then I was, like, oh, man, that was actually fun. And so we went, and we did it again. And then, like, I was, like, screaming and laughing the second time. So and then after that, I tried, like, whatever ride I've wanted to. So it's just kind of, like, That whole thing. The first part is always the hardest. The first try is always the hardest.
Easily.
With anything.
So, it's like, it's essentially the scared of the unknown. That's
what yeah. It is. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Because, like, for my driver's test, it was like, I knew I was going to pass. Like, deep down, I knew I would pass it. Like, driving is a pretty easy thing to do. Like, you know. Et cetera, et cetera. But like, there was like this fear of like, if I fail, like what now? And it wasn't like I was afraid of failing. It was, I was afraid of what happens if I fail, if that makes sense.
No, I get you. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's like, like we've said this entire time, life is weird.
It is, man. It is. And it's so strange that we're hardwired that way to like be afraid of the unknown, but it's like, it's true, because, like, if, you know, if you're a caveman and, like, you hear a noise that you don't recognize, like, most people aren't going to go check it out, because what if it's a giant tiger that's going to eat you?
Yeah, but the one that checks it out finds out that,
like, it was just a baby tiger, and now I raised it, and now it's my pet.
Yeah, or, like, maybe it was, like, a tree crashing down, and now we have, like, wood for fire for
yeah.
a decade or something. You know, there always has to be the one that like pushes past that makes everybody else do it.
Uh huh.
But yeah, this is very like philosophical. I feel like therapy.
It is, man. I like it.
Honestly, talking and like podcasting is very therapeutic. Like you just like work out your own like internal.
Like it ideas. Really is, man. Yeah, it really is. Like you just, and it's the free. I think it's the free flowing part because I think. Right now, we've accessed the right side of our brains, which is the free-flowing, like, creative part. And so, you know, it just kind of flows. It's the best when you're talking with somebody and it just, like, flows. You don't have to try.
It also helps when you're talking with someone, like, that you're, like, genuinely good friends of. Which I find, like, uh-huh. so weird. Like, I, like, consider you, like, one of my closest friends. But I don't even think we've been friends for a year yet. Like...
No. No, I think we...
It's weird.
I don't know. I think, do I have a picture on my phone? I think I have a picture from the first time we shot photos together. Let me see. when it was.
I mean, I definitely do. Where is it? But I mean, like, I feel like I'm that way with, like, you, even, like,
who?
Like, Aubrey.
Yeah.
I'm super close with that girl. Speaking of which, she's in Thailand right now.
That's wild.
So, like, shout outs to Big Sis.
It wasn't March, was it? I feel like it was. It might have been March at that photo meetup.
Is that what it was? Yeah, that's definitely the first time.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Feels like it should have been last year.
It's not, though. That's-
yeah, I know. It's weird. We've only been friends for like 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess, that's what I'm saying. it's seven months, I guess, now. That's weird. Life is weird, man. That's what this one's gonna be titled.
Life is weird.
Life is weird.
Let's get weirder.
Yeah. Life is weird. Let's get weirder. I like it. I like it.
I don't know. Voice crack. Holy shit.
Puberty, man.
I'm 14, mom.
Yo, that was a weird time for me, man, because so I was always a really short kid. Like I'm talking like
Did you get super tall?
Yeah, I was always like really short. And I'm talking like but see, I didn't hit my growth spurt late. Like I was like late. Like summer, freshman year, like sophomore year or something like that. Like real late. And so all of my friends and I'm just thinking of like my church friends because there's like six or seven of us that have known each other for like since we were all in like first or second grade or something like that. So like a long time. And it's really cool to see where all of us are now. But so like freshman year of high school, and it's funny because there's two sets of twins and then there's two other guys that I'm friends with. And so they all like grew and I kind of like grew like just like a little bit. And so they were like all of them were taller than me, like girls included. Like I was always like I was short. And then summer of like sophomore year, I shot up like an inch and a half or like 2 inches. And then I come back and everybody's like, what happened? But see, like they didn't notice it until I was like significantly taller. Yeah. Cause I went to church like every Sunday with them throughout the year. So like they wouldn't notice like the gradual changes until like one time someone pointed out and was like, Hank, like you're taller. And I was like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
no. But it was just really funny because now I'm like 6 foot, like I'm like the third tall, like I'm my head taller than like all the girls now, and they used to be like solid 4 inches taller than I am.
Dude, it's funny. I was thinking about my freshman year of high school. That was a weird time in my life.
Yeah.
So the breakdown of going into my freshman is I got kicked out of an unnamed private school because no free brand deals.
Uh-huh.
So I got expelled in the eighth grade, but they allowed me to stay out a week and a half of my like semester there.
Uh-huh.
Of me getting expelled, then going to a middle school for a week and a half to go to a different high school, you know, that following year.
Yeah.
So essentially I had like grown up in this private school and then was going to go to a school where I didn't know anybody. I didn't even know like cousin, you know, mm-hmm. like, so it's like me versus the world. I think that's like one of the only times of because I'm pretty good about like making connections relatively quickly. It's like mm-hmm. a skill I somewhat have. And so I remember not being freaked out that I was going. I was like more for me. And I was going to go. And the neighborhood my dad lived in, there was a decent there, but I wasn't really close with them. But there was a kid that I like, we had like grown up near each other and the sense of like, I saw him around. I knew his name. He knew mine, but we weren't like friends or acquaintances or anything like this. Mm-hmm. So like a few weeks before high school was going to start, he was like having like a bonfire and his house was behind my dad's. Like, my dad lived in the cul-de-sac, but on the inner side. So his house was, like, behind it on, like, the outside of the cul-de-sac. But his backyard met my backyard. That's just, like, the way the houses were set up. Just kind of weird. But whatever. So he was over there. And so I went to, like, where our, like, fence, our two houses. And I, like, made, like, a half kind of joke, like, you know, I guess I'll see you, like, on Monday or, like, some bullshit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of those, like, very awkward, like, jokes that, like, you saw on TV that you think would be funny, but it's not funny. And when I did that, he had this girl with him who then later I found out was his girlfriend at the time. And, like, she deserves, like, the biggest shout-out of all shout-outs. Because that girl, like, she told me, like, I ended up, like, talking to them for a bit. And she, like, you know, kind of got to know me and, like, asked me what. And she asked me if I had taken any electives. And I was like, no, because I didn't really know, like, what was cool or not. And she told me to take this foods class, which was essentially, like, learning how to cook.
Yeah.
Which I hated. I hate that teacher. Hate that lady to this day. But when I took that class, I was in there with this girl named Miranda, who was his girlfriend at the time, and then it was all upperclassmen, and she was an upperclassman, which I didn't realize.
Uh-huh.
And so from that point on, like, very quickly, I made friends with, like, all of these upperclassmen and the majority of girls. And, like, from that point on, like, high school was okay. But it was, like, that first – it wasn't even, like, the first week. It was, like, the week lead-up and the week of, like, high school where, like, that one week I was, like, freaked out. And then after that – but, like, that girl essentially, like, took me under her wing and was, like, here's the trick. Meet upperclassmen girl.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I'm still kind of that way. I have a lot of friends who are older than me.
No, there's nothing like wrong Aubrey. With that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Shout out to Aubrey. Love you.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
She cool. She cool.
She cool. She doesn't approve of video games, which makes her less cool, but, you know.
Yeah, lame.
I've told you that, right?
Yeah.
I'm buying her boyfriend a Switch when they get married.
That's funny.
One, because I think it'll make her mad, but she'll also like the sweet jester, so she won't me.
Yeah. Like, okay, whatever. Whatever.
It is what it is. She's pretty easy to bribe. You just get her, like, Chipotle or sushi.
Yo, you can get that from me, and I'll do anything you want.
So if I want you to murder somebody, all I have to do is buy you Chipotle.
A lot of Chipotle, like a lot. It's more. Like
$1 million.
Yeah, like a year. Wait, like,
real talk. Trump comes up to you and goes, "Hi, Hank. I have $1 million in Chipotle for you, loaded onto this card, but you can't use it for anything but Chipotle. I need you to kill like Bobby Schmo down the road. Would you actually do it?"
No, because it's Donald Trump. I'd be like, "Fuck you."
Okay, well, I was trying to think of a super rich guy. It's Bill Gates. There you go.
It's Bill Gates? No, I wouldn't actually kill somebody.
I was genuinely curious.
No, wouldn't actually kill somebody. Nope.
Good enough. Hank is not a murderer.
Yeah, that's it's not how I was raised. I was raised and told that was not good, and I can't confirm. I can't confirm that that's not good.
Can't confirm. Murder is bad.
You heard it here.
So I just checked Reddit to see if there is like anything interesting news-wise. And so on my home feed, I have r/Sony Alpha. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on it because I was like, I'm intrigued by this picture. Because it was the top one on my feed. And you'll never guess whose it is.
Who?
The man Ross himself.
Is it really?
It really is.
He's no way.
The top one. He's the second top right now.
Oh, I got to see it. I got to see it now.
That's funny. It's a sick picture. So to describe it to the people listening, can't see it. It'll probably be on his Instagram by the time this goes up.
Sony Alpha, but it's you this say? Like,
yeah, it's this big like sign, and it says "Greatest." It's from the State Fair, but the sky is like super cotton candy esque, and like everything very like teal, pink, and
yo, it is. I was there for that one.
I figured, but yeah, it's if you want to see this photo, I'm hoping Ross has it up on his Instagram soon. Go to Instagram/RossJr. I think that's his Instagram.
Yeah, I think so.
And it should be there.
Yo, my man.
Or if you go to r/SonyAlpha, State Fair Vibes, and then it has the camera and lens he used.
My man.
I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, hey, it's for us. Because it took me a minute, because I looked at it, and I was like, that editing very like similar to mine in a sense, but like doing like teal and like pink hues like isn't that new, you know?
Yeah,
like I've seen, but like there's something about it where like I know this photo, and then I looked at it.
Yeah, it was him.
I knew it. That's kind of crazy when you can start recognizing people's photos based upon.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that point yet where I can like recognize like the edits.
I don't think I'm ever going to get to the point where people can recognize me for my edits, because I like edit solely like based upon my mood.
Mood.
Like I don't do the same like editing style for like every photo I do. Like some people, like they really like oversaturate it.
Yeah.
And but I just kind of like do whatever to whatever photo.
Uh-huh.
It's very like fill in the lines esque.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have a style. I kind of pick based on the photo. Yeah, I just kind of mess around with it. I'm no expert, you know.
But you put out consistent bangers, and I appreciate it.
I try to. I try to only put out good ones.
Honestly, so. if we're gonna get into photo talk real quick, someone who puts out consistent bangers. I feel bad because I'm going to butcher his last name, but it's my homie, Jawan. I'm going to say Avilez, but I feel like it's Avilez.
Oh, yeah, man.
I've never asked him how to say his last name, so I hope he doesn't hate me after
his
this.
His stuff is so good.
Yeah. I'll put it in the link in the description, but he's like one of the most talented people I know when it comes to like picking, like conceptualizing, like actually editing the photo, taking the photo, like everything. Dude's like, he's a really good friend, and he's crazy talented. So that's my like photographer of the episode. I think one of the other ones I was like gushing over Air Pixels, who I still follow, because that dude's drone shots are insane.
It's lit.
I need to take more drone photos, to be honest, especially with fall, dude. Like,
yeah,
bird's eye views of like the roads with all the fall leaves.
Oh,
I need to do that. I'm slacking.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about? We're kind of reaching the tail end of this podcast. Is there anything urgent?
I don't know. How's your pregnancy going? Still good?
Well, I'm still having to pee every 18 minutes, but other than that, nothing new.
I'm gonna laugh if your mom hears this and calls you and is like, "You had a girl pregnant." I don't know why I think your mom's like a sassy black lady, but that's how she is in my head.
No, not at all.
She's probably like a 5'4", like super sweet mom who makes like really good food. That's probably what your mom is.
That's pretty close. Okay. Love you, mom.
Shout out, moms.
Love you, mean it.
Send her that sound bite. Just cut it right there.
Yeah.
Cut it right the moms.
Shout out to the moms.
There's no end to the episode. You just all right, say that.
But actually, we're going to end it here. This has been the end of episode 6. As much as Dawson wants to end it on a cliffhanger that makes zero sense, I feel like for the sake of
humanity.
For the sake of it making sense and not driving anybody crazy, we're going to end it here. Links and stuff for all the photos and stuff that we mentioned will be in the comment box or whatever it's called down below. If you have any thoughts, feel free to reach out to us. Let us know what you think. We have fun with this, as you can tell. All right. Do you want to add anything?
Definitely within like the next few episodes, we're going to have some special. As much as I love Hank's sweet sexual, I feel like it'd be fun to have some random people on.
Yeah, it'd be dope. It'd be dope.
Not random people. People we know.
Okay.
Friends of the show.
That will do it. We'll see you next time.